Greg Hoblide, Mike Matthews back at Alico Arena at Florida Gulf Coast University. Dan Muller is on his way out right now as we'll chat with the coach. Mike Matthews already has this all set up, so he's going to put him on the headset, or whichever he wants to go on. We'll go on the headset right now, and Mike Matthews will go ahead and take this microphone, and we'll get everybody on the air. I'll tell you what, Dan Muller, an entertaining game. I'm going to be honest. This was up and down. Redbirds acquitted themselves in a lot of ways, but I just think, it just appeared to Mike and I that maybe it was just depth in the long run at the end.
Well, I'd like to agree with you, and not that our depth did not hurt us, because it did, but I'm embarrassed by that defensive effort, quite frankly. I'm embarrassed the number of times we didn't know who we were guarding in transition after made baskets. That's unacceptable, and clearly we have not drilled it into our guys' head enough how important it is to know who you're guarding, kind of a critical part of defense. And then after that, our defensive effort and intensity and focus was just, it just wasn't there. I thought we were going to come into the game and guard. I really did. I told them in the locker room, I'm shocked at what I saw defensively, really for the whole game. And we talked about it and talked about it. We just never were able to adjust our mindsets to lock in and compete against what we know is a really, really good team, really good offensive team.
Was it universal? Because Mike and I commented, and obviously the transition buckets were killers because they hit threes out of them.
A lot of fouls were in transition.
Right.
Just, yeah. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
But the question I was asking, the guy who had the game, and I know we'll talk about him maybe in more detail, maybe this is the good time to do it, is Keyshawn. I mean, with 28 points, but I thought his defensive effort was pretty stellar.
Yeah, no, I would tell you this from, and it's hard because I like to watch the film first. You know, I thought there was one guy who competed defensively. I thought Phil competed defensively for the course of the game. I'm not really ready to say anybody else did to what we expect here at Illinois State, but I could be wrong. I could watch the film and think differently. Clearly, Keyshawn had a special night offensively. Phil had a great night offensively. Malik really passed the ball. Guys, I mean, our offense clearly obviously wasn't the problem. Shoot 51% and make 14 threes and only have 11 turnovers. It was all about the defense and the rebounds, but we're going to be it's going to be tough rebounding for us right now. But our rebounding and defense just killed us.
Now, coaching, at this point in the season, should your defense be even with your offense, or should the offense be ahead of the defense?
Well, shoot, you see some teams where the defense is ahead of the offense. A lot of times your defense, because your offense is more intricate, it takes at times more chemistry. We've worked on defense way more than we have on offense in practice since the summer in workouts. I don't really care to measure which one should be better. I just know our defense was horrendous. And, again, it's a hard team to guard. You know, they're really good. And they're physical, and they beat us up on the boards. You know, we've got guys in there who it's tough rebound against big physical bodies like that. But we just didn't do the little things defensively that we've been drilling since June, literally. And, again, that's why. I mean, every time we would get it close, it felt like they'd get a transition basket or we just have a breakdown defensively. And it just killed us. It just did. We fouled too much. I mean, some were at the end, but not many. I mean, 37 free throws, only a couple of those were intentional at the end. So we got a long way to go. I thought we were further along than what we showed tonight. Maybe we are. Maybe it was just a bad day for us on the defensive end. But, man, we're going to need a whole lot more commitment than that from everybody who's healthy.
You know, I really thought their speed might have given you more problems than it did. And granted, their Goodwin is, I mean, he's lightning quick. But you seemed, and I'm looking for the silver lining even on the defensive end, even with his quickness, it wasn't a constant track meet, fouling from behind, that sort of a thing.
I don't mean to.
You disagree with me however much you
there
want.
Is no silver. There is no silver lining on our defensive end today. There really isn't. I can say that with pretty certain, a lot of certainty. I'm going to go watch the film, and it's probably going to be worse than I thought. Our defense was horrendous today. Unacceptable, terrible, brutal, ridiculously bad, embarrassing to me, period. And that's not what we are.
24 assists on 33 baskets?
Yeah, we're a team that when you shoot it well, you're going to have a number of assists. I thought we could be an issue against them specifically. They always have a pretty big guy in there. They don't have a ton of rim protection. I thought our ball screens would hurt them, which they did. Our offense was very good, although we had some very costly turnovers in the last 6 minutes also, turnovers that led directly to breakout baskets. You know, I felt like if they could play against our set defense all night long, I thought we'd be okay. Even though we would make baskets and our defense should have been set because we didn't communicate or the coach told them who their guard or they forgot. You know, I've said this, and this is not an excuse, but it's part of it. Because we only have 10 guys in practice, they never practice switching who they're supposed to be guarding because there's never subs. And that's an underrated thing for game. Now, I didn't think it would be this bad because who they're guarding in practice is who they guard the entire day, basically, because there's no subs. They don't practice that. They don't practice the communication of it. And you always have some breakdowns early with that stuff. You just not the number that we had today.
You talk about, I've heard you yelling on the bench, gaps, gaps. Yeah. What exactly does that mean to a...
Well, they just don't shoot it well, and we wanted to stop penetration. And so the guy to the right and left need to be in their gaps. We call them being your gaps defensively, your help defender. And we just got man-conscious and weren't team defense-oriented either. That's when you get driven, it's usually for us, it's because of that. We did not have really a focus of playing the fundamentals, and it's hard. I understand that, but that's not an excuse not to do it, and we drill that like crazy. There's just so little carryover from practice on the defensive end today, and again, that's the most disappointing part. But we had, you know, we had a couple guys with special, well, I say three. Taylor obviously played his butt off, and I thought his fouls hurt us, but we had some guys have some pretty special offensive days, which was exciting to see and good to see, and we want to encourage that. We just got to do it on the other end.
Well, there's a silver lining. There's your silver lining. So,
well, we got out rebounded by 150, and we gave, and they shot 99% from the field, so at least we found one. The fact that we made a whole bunch of shots, and we have pretty talented players, but we got to fix those things because the schedule doesn't get any easier.
Played in a hostile atmosphere, too, boy. I tell you what, I mean, but I talk to all sorts of athletes. They thrive on this stuff, even if it's the other people's.
Well, you enjoy an intense game with a great crowd, and it did get loud in here. I don't know how the players felt. It was hot to me. I was burning up, very humid. But, and we had some guys played some big minutes. I thought sometimes our fatigue hurt us defensively, but not enough to where we were that bad. But it was a good crowd, and we're gonna play in a good handful. I mean, we'll probably play in four or five more really good crowds before conference starts. So we need to be able to communicate better when it's loud and play with more composure on both ends, but specifically the defensive end.
Still a good game to play. You play a team like this in this environment. We kind of bookend this with what we talked about in the pregame and now in the postgame. These are the games you want to play. They might expose some things,
right?
But these are the games you want to play.
That teaches you a lot. They're going to win a whole bunch of games. This team's going to win a whole bunch of games. And it's a credit to Joe Dooley and the staff for what they've done recruiting-wise because they've got talent and depth. I mean, they play their guards a lot, but they actually got other guards that can play. And they're just really good. But you know, we learned a lot, like you said, and we've got to take it and use it the right way. And we will. The question is how long will it take? And you know what, a young team, an immature team in some ways, and that's not, I'm not being negative saying we're immature.
Right.
Defense, that's where the commitment, you know, early in the season, those young teams usually aren't as good defensively because everybody wants to play offense and that focus, when your nerves get there and the game anxiety goes away somewhere, and for us, it went away on the defensive end.
It's a work in progress, and it's only chapter one in it. So
that's right.
All right, big week coming up, and so getting ready for three what should be exciting games, good games. What a way to start it out. I mean, we'll talk more when we get closer, but we won't have a coach show or anything, but we'll head to Myrtle Beach and go take on the Gamecocks.
Yeah, play a basically home game there against the Gamecocks, a couple hours away from where they're from, and play against three. We'll play three very good opponents, so we're going to go over there and get better before then. I don't know, probably not listening, but we had a number of fans here, too. It was terrific to see our support down here. We really appreciate that. But we'll head back home and get ready for South Carolina.
A lot of red in the house. Dan Muller, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks, Coach.
Redbirds fall 98-87. We're back to wrap things up and give you some numbers and analysis after this as Redbird Review continues. After a 98-87 loss to Florida Gulf Coast, this is Redbird Basketball from Learfield.